I saw someone comment, Billy Dubs, turn me up, little bro.
That's probably Thomas.
I think it was Billy Dubs.
It's probably Tommy.
That's probably Tommy. Well, we had a little technical difficulties with our Twitter stream, so we ended the basketball segment, so we're going to make this separate. So now it's going to be a little free agency tracker with what we're dealing with here. NFL offseason, boys, it's always a fun time, especially when you're defending Super Bowl champions. Ain't that right, Will?
The team is coming back, baby.
And like 99% of that team's coming back. So,
and the guys that we haven't signed said they still want to come back. It's just a matter of us figuring it out.
Exactly. So, yeah, and I'm sure that'll
take... Is Godwin locked up?
Yeah, we franchised
Godwin. Who left? Wasn't there like one decent name that left? Sue? No, we signed Sue.
Who was it, though?
There was someone that I think might...
Fournette, I think, is gone, right? Not officially yet, but I don't think he's coming back.
Antonio Brown had an interview where he said him and Leonard Fournette want to figure things out with the Bucs.
Yeah, they're coming back.
And apparently we were trying to get James White, but then he re-signed in New England, so...
I didn't even know he was still playing.
I forgot about that, man. Tom Brady made him relevant.
Yeah.
Anyways, but this is the takeover. Oh, I'm sorry, what were we going to say?
If Leonard does leave, Rojo's not a bad option.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Played pretty good last year.
He's honestly a stud. And
we could get some depth in the draft, too. So.
Yeah, I think they draft one.
Exactly, running backs.
Najee or Travis Etienne?
Yeah.
I mean...
I think Etienne would be, like, a perfect Tom Brady player.
Oh, yeah, that'd be the perfect running back.
Catches the ball
pretty
well.
Yeah.
All right. Takeover Sports. We got some free agency football to talk about. Let's start with the biggest name, Trent Williams, left tackle in the Niners. They keep him.
Yeah.
So that's good. But the biggest name that left... to go to a new team, in my opinion, it's Kenny Golladay. He goes to the New York Giants, 4-year deal, $72 million.
Whoa. Matthew Stafford went to a new team, and you think Kenny Golladay is bigger than Matthew
That was before free agency. Well,
before free agency, okay. And it was a trade.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Okay, never mind.
I'm sorry.
Take that.
Did the Giants get, they signed someone else? But, oh, they brought in Adoree Jackson, too.
They got Adoree Jackson.
Tennessee's losing everyone.
They are. Yeah, I'm not.
I'm not big on Tennessee. They'll be decent.
They'll still be a decent team, but, I mean, we're talking, like, fringe playoffs now.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding, dude. They can't rush the passer to save their lives.
Yeah.
But I like the deal for Kenny Golladay to the Giants, getting them another decent quarterback, Danny Dimes. This will help the Giants more than anything.
Need to get some O-line to protect Danny Dimes and Saquon when he's healthy.
Yes. Saquon coming back, they get Danny Dimes. I think this Giants offense is going to be honestly kind of decent. They got a decent O-line.
Yeah, right, but they all get hurt all the time.
They do.
Yeah.
They
Sterling, Galladay's always hurt. Saquon's coming off an ACL.
Their defense played pretty good.
Their defense is good. I like their defense. Yeah. And they added Adoree Jackson to that, so I like that.
Yeah. Yep, that's why I think that was a good move there. They got a nice young secondary. They've got to stay healthy.
Yeah.
But another name, Shaq Barrett. But he's back.
Yeah.
Back to the Bucks. I thought that was the third biggest name.
Paid the man, too, so.
Well deserved. I think he has, like, what, second most sacks last two seasons?
I think so.
Behind what, Aaron Donald, probably? Yep. So I'd pay that man. I don't know about you guys.
Plus, I don't think you want to see him coming after Tom Brady. Anymore, so.
Yeah.
He would have got paid regardless, but I'm glad he's back in Tampa.
Exactly. And you guys gave him a pretty good contract.
Is Levante David back?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
He's back to you.
2 years. You signed. I think it was like 14.
Yeah, they literally brought back.
We brought back our starting defense.
Next player, Joe Thuney, the guard from the Patriots, went to the Chiefs. Interesting because they cut both of their tackles, but they went and got a guard, so that's a good sign. They got another offensive lineman.
That was like the Patriots guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
New England guard. He was the best guard, I think. Interior lineman on this free agency list. I thought that was a good move for the Chiefs, but I mean, I'm still confused on why the tackles got cut.
The guard from, I think it was Oakland, he was pretty good too.
Talking about Incognito?
No. I think it was a guard or a center.
Rodney Hudson, the center. Yeah.
Animal.
Yeah.
But then, what did they release him?
No, he's on the Cardinals. They traded him to the Cardinals.
Traded to the Cardinals. Wow, good move for the Cardinals.
They like Cardinals reportedly bought him out, and then they traded him, and...
I don't know.
I'm just glad the O-linemen are starting to get paid now.
I'm just confused on what the Raiders are doing.
I think a lot of people are.
Yeah, it's like, I thought Mayock was a good hire at first, honestly, but now it's
they
like,
they know they got Gruden
in
there for 10 years, so.
Signing a coach to 10 years is your mistake. That's mistake number one.
That is
there.
Yeah.
Does that money go against cap space? It should. If you give him a 10 million.
I think it's like a separate.
If you give him a 10 pool. Million, 10 year deal, it should affect cap space.
That, yeah, that's probably, yeah. I mean, it's definitely in the budget for the owner that yeah. They have to deal with. So, but player cap space, I don't know. I don't think so. But yeah. Next player, Will Fuller to the Dolphins. I like this.
I like that move a lot.
I really like this.
Now it just makes me even more curious on what they're going to do with the third overall pick, though.
Really curious.
Because I thought they were going to get like Jamar Chase. Yep. Which they still could out of that receiving core, but
yeah, Will Fuller is a good addition. Which would work, because Will Fuller could play slot, and then you got Parker and Chase on the outside, which I think would be kind of nasty.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be, but you got to have a quarterback that could throw to him.
So, I mean, what? All in with Tua? If they take a receiver at three, I mean, I guess they are.
Yeah. I mean, I think you have to be at this point. If they don't go get Deshaun,
I don't think it's fair.
That's
to
a mess
Tua
right
if
now.
You don't. Like, he only played half the year.
Right.
Year.
Yeah. Right.
No, I agree. And he honestly looked decent.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd say decent.
Oh, I'd say decent. Not amazing.
But Fitzmagic didn't play that much better. Like, I mean, he did. He played good, but not outstanding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That defense.
How about
is
this, Seth? Decent for a rookie.
Decent for a rookie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's a smart guy, though.
I don't think it's his fault. I argued, like, from the start that he should not have played this year. I do not think Tua should have played this year.
Yeah, it would have been a safe bet to just have him sit the whole year, give him that treatment, year off.
Yeah.
Learn.
Fitzmagic was going strong.
Yep, there was no OTAs, no camps. Literally.
That affected the Bucks too, just so you guys know.
Oh, 100%. No OTAs. It affected every team.
Give them.
Tom Brady was running OTAs season. On the beach.
I honestly think it affected every team but the Chiefs.
Yeah. Because the Chiefs brought back everybody.
They had the exact same team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, I still think it affects everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think rookies especially.
Yeah.
Rookies, yeah, yeah.
Adjusting like that is hard, especially NBA. NBA rookies, I've been very impressed with this year. They went through no summer league,
yeah.
No spring training, or not spring training, no preseason, none of that. And they're balling too. And obviously NFL rookies went through a similar process. So that's got to be the toughest part of it.
Yeah, I think so as well. Next player, Anthony Harris, the Vikings safety, after getting franchise tagged last offseason, the Vikings were like, we're not going to franchise you again, so we're going to let you go. And the Eagles swooped in and got their boy, Anthony Harris. What do you think?
I can never agree with anything the Eagles do.
They did need help in the secondary, though.
They definitely need help in the secondary.
They got rid of one of their secondary guys and gave him to New England.
Jalen Mills.
Mills. I think Anthony Harris is a huge upgrade over that.
But I don't sorry, this is kind of off topic, but I don't really understand why people don't like. I understand why they don't like the franchise tag, but it's guaranteed money, and that's what they're after the most. And like, it's the average. So if you get franchise tag, like Shaq Barrett got franchise tagged, or Chris Godwin got franchise tagged this year, he's making like $16 million. You can figure out a contract the next year.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I know you. I understand you want long term guaranteed money, but a franchise tag is not that bad.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
better than getting a one-year deal somewhere else.
Exactly, and it's inflated money, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think a lot of players just see the word franchise tag and immediately run. But
yeah, and they go, what are they doing? Yeah. Hunter Henry to the Patriots.
This one shocked me because they just got, what's his name from Tennessee?
Johnny Smith.
Yeah, Johnny Smith. So, I don't know. I mean, I guess they're going to go with a little double tight end system like Belichick loves to run.
Once they got the second tight end in Hunter Henry, I was like, okay, I see what he's doing.
Right.
Hunter Henry, I'm big on. Johnny Smith, not as much.
It's because Hunter Henry, I do like his potential, but it's like, can he stay on the field?
Yeah,
that's
always
thing.
That was always his problem in San Diego / LA.
Like 12?
15, I think. They're 15.
Yeah, some 12 to 15.
You could maybe make some moves,
sure.
And Kyle Pitts might still be there. And I think Kyle Pitts is going to ball in the league.
If you're at that spot, I don't think anything's guaranteed.
Yeah, but you could maybe trade up a couple spots.
Right, I think you have to trade up if you want Kyle Pitts.
Right.
Yeah, but he's not going to go top
another thing, though,
eight, I don't think.
Another thing, though, in my opinion, the one position in the NFL where the rookies never shine in their first year is tight end.
Yeah, I agree.
Kyle Pitts ain't your average tight end, though.
Yeah. I know, but
I think he's like the surefire in this draft.
No matter the tight end that's taken in their rookie year, they never like just absolutely terrible.
Yeah,
and I think Kyle Pitts has definitely a shot too, and that's just because you can spread him out wide. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or match him up with a linebacker.
Oh, yeah, he is like, insane.
He may not be the Kyle best run blocker, but you can line him up on a linebacker and
right.
Or a slot corner, and he's going to hold his own and win the 50-50 ball.
They're reportedly apparently still interested in Jimmy G, too, pursuing a trade for Jimmy G.
You paid Cam Newton, though. That would be
not paid him in mainly incentives, though. Is yeah, the big part.
It was another one.
If he doesn't start, then he's probably only on like a $4 or $5 million deal. If he starts and plays well, then Cam will probably end up getting like $15-16 million.
Yeah. How much was it?
It was like $16 million, I think. I think it was $16 million. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I think it might have been 2 years. Or is it for sure?
I think it was a one.
I think it might have been. I don't know.
I think it was a 1 year.
I just remember it was. I know it's like it's very incentive based.
Which I think that's how it should be. I think that was a good deal for the Patriots.
If it's like a fringe starter, yeah.
Yeah.
And so the Saints did with Jameis.
1 year, yep. $14 million.
$14 million.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, only, that's fair.
Only he got $2 million in signing bonus and 1.5 is fully guaranteed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So yeah, it could only be a $3.5 million deal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think that's a completely fair deal for both sides.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which gives them room though to go out and get a Jimmy Garoppolo.
Exactly.
I was big on Jimmy G, but he's been hurt to what, 2 years? He's terrible.
He's a winner. He knows how to win games, but he's not special because he needs a legit supporting cast. Yeah. He can't make things happen.
No, not at all.
No. He's got to have some.
Well, and they got that.
Bless you.
New England got that guy from that receiver from San Fran, right?
Kendrick Bourne or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like him.
He's decent. I was still waiting for them to make a bigger splash with the free agent wide receivers.
Yeah. One thing they've never really been able to do.
Well, they've had N'Keal Harry. Like, he's a first-round pick. He's in his last year of his deal, too. So after this year, if he doesn't pan out, then...
He's
been a bust.
Yeah. Where did A.J. Green go?
Arizona.
That's right. Yeah. Okay.
A.J. Green, D-Hop.
See, I thought the Pats were going to go after him.
The myth and the legend, Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah, that's right. You love Larry Fitzgerald.
Larry Legend, dude. He is a goat.
He deserves every bit of money that Arizona's paid him, and he should be a first ballot Hall of Famer in my opinion.
Yeah.
Oh, he will be.
I love Fitz.
The quarterbacks he's had to go through and still produces consistently.
Yeah.
And no Super Bowl.
No Super Bowl, and he never complains about anything. He just shows up and goes to work.
They got to one.
Yeah.
Lost to Pittsburgh.
All right. Players 8, 9, and 10. Bud Dupree to the Titans. Talked about getting an edge rusher. That was a big addition.
Yeah.
Desmond King to the Texans. And then William Jackson to the Washington football team. I like the William Jackson signing a lot. A lot of people kind of don't know who he is. He's a Bengals corner, very high upside. He was a promising rookie corner coming out of Houston, very athletic. Tore his ACL his rookie year, but ever since then he's taken off. He's been an absolute stud on the Bengals, and I think this is huge for the football team. Great signing.
Did you see they might
huge on this
they
one.
Might keep their name permanently?
No
the
way.
The Washington football team?
I did not see that.
That might be like
their new... You
can't
think of anything?
That might be their new permanent
name. You can't think of anything.
You could start like an elementary school like competition in D.C. to name a team.
Exactly.
And you could find a team name.
It's not official, but it's a consideration.
That's bad.
You've had it for 1 year, and they got a division title.
One of the picks I liked was, it might have been a trade, though.
Okay. What you got?
Rams, safety.
John Johnson.
Yeah.
That was the next player we were going to talk about.
Going to Cleveland.
To the Browns.
That's a good pickup for Cleveland.
Great pickup for Cleveland as well. They've always
needed
safety help.
That's a stacked defense, too.
Yeah.
That's a good defense.
But you know what? The Browns, they've always been missing that safety.
Yeah.
They've had decent linebackers. Great D-line, Denzel Ward,
and if
Reedy
they get
Williams.
Rid of OBJ, you're going to open up a lot of money.
I'm surprised they haven't.
I know there's been a lot of rumors with OBJ.
Yeah, like, I mean, if I'm the Browns, I try and get rid of him now. It saves you a ton of money.
I guess
you're
it's probably tough.
Him.
He's coming off an ACL, so it's going to be a lot of
drama.
And it's going to be tough to find a team that's going to take him.
Or a team that they're going to undervalue him. They're going to try to get him cheap.
And take on that contract, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next player, Richard Sherman, still not on a team. He is.
I saw he may. He's open to going back up to Seattle.
Really?
That's what I've heard, or what I've seen on like sports stuff.
I've seen a few things about New Orleans. Don't know with what cap space, but his old
New Orleans just always has money.
I swear we're printing money. I think our GM's printing money. Reason why is because we have a decent, not decent, like minimal cap space, but his old secondary coach Chris Richard is with New Orleans now. That's why there's some ties there.
Interesting.
Is New Orleans more of a lockup one-on-one, or is he more zones defense?
Man-on-man, I'd say.
See, that's where it could be.
Richard's
tough.
A zone guy. That's
he's
the
a
thing.
Big zone guy.
That's why Seattle's the perfect fit.
Yeah, he's a good zone guy. He's 100%
zone. Seattle maybe. Needs him.
He can play one-on-one, but
he's not as athletic as he used
like
to be.
He's top two zone corners.
Because he's about to turn 33.
He's so smart.
Yeah. Oh, he's a
genius. He's one of the only NFL players that does have an agent. He represents himself.
Bobby Wagner
That's
does
so
it.
Badass.
Yeah, and Bobby does it too.
Yeah, Bobby Wagner does, and he negotiates like the largest linebacker deal.
Oh, well deserved.
They all do their own contracts.
That's sick.
Oh. Carlos Dunlap just re-signed with Seattle.
Nice.
Hell yeah, that's the one I was pissed about when they...
Yeah, you're like, why haven't we re-signed him?
Hell yeah. I'll take that one. Good timing on that one.
Yeah, perfect. Free agency episode. Get those notifications. Corey Davis to the Jets. That's huge.
Sam Darnold needs all the help he can get.
Yeah, really bad. The Yannick Ngakoue signing for the Raiders. Again, what are you doing? I feel like he's just not the player he used to be.
I just want to know it because he was a Pro Bowler, right?
He was.
He's been on like four teams in like 2 years now.
Exactly. And there's a reason for that.
There's a reason for that. Something's got to be.
Well, wasn't he the one that got into a Twitter fight with the Jaguars GM?
Yeah.
They were like on Twitter, like in the comments, like fighting.
He was a beast in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Not super productive in Minnesota and then missing in action in Baltimore.
Yeah. Yeah, I ain't paying that man money.
Yeah.
Not a lot of it, at least.
Juju takes a hometown discount.
God, I hate Juju.
I'm not huge on Juju.
I hate the Steelers.
I know.
I think we can all agree on that.
I think Claypool's just as bad as Juju. That dude drives me. Going on TikTok or whatever to say that doesn't matter if they lost because the Browns are about to get clapped or whatever. That made me so mad.
You're really going to say that to losing to your divisional opponent?
A rivalry, too. I'm pretty sure it's a big rivalry.
Yeah, I feel like every game in that division is just a battle.
Yeah.
Yeah. next one, Corey Lindsey, the Green Bay center to the Chargers. I thought this was a great signing for Herbert.
Green Bay needs to suck it up and pay some people.
No.
Like.
they paid Aaron Jones.
Yeah, but you can't run behind no O-line.
Exactly. Lindsey's gone. And then they lost their right tackle last offseason to the Chargers. What was his name?
I can't remember. The only guy they have money in is Aaron Jones and Aaron Rodgers.
I can't remember his name. Packers fans would know. Mitchell Schwartz still on the market. Carl Lawson, edge rusher, going to the Jets, and then Jonnu Smith to the Pats.
Didn't the Texans sign like four running backs too? They got like Ingram, Philip Lindsay, David Johnson.
What are they doing?
Houston is in trouble, man. Houston,
they're trying to keep Deshaun by just bringing in running backs.
I'm interested to see what the Deshaun Watson thing pans out.
Yeah.
So he's got to get traded, right?
I don't know. I don't think he can right now.
Right now, he's got a lot going on.
All these allegations have to be cleared up first.
Right. Have you guys seen the conspiracy that it's the Texans GM just trying to get it just to keep him there?
Well, yeah, it was a conspiracy. Like, they were trying to keep this under wraps, but now that Deshaun's throwing a fit, the GM's like, do we want to talk about this now?
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but...
I know, right now that's a mess. 14 cases, that's kind of hard to ignore.
Yeah. I think all of them are civil, right?
Yeah.
So you can give them, you can pay them out, but still, it does not look good.
Does not look good at all.
Not good at all.
T.Y. Hilton just resigned with the Colts.
Saw that one.
Like that.
I like that. I think the Colts are going to be scary.
I am Wentz, no.
I'm not a big Wentz guy either. But if they've gone to the playoffs with Phillip, I think they could do some damage. And that division's going to be so bad.
Better than Wentz.
Phillip makes so many
mistakes. Did Wentz even play a full year last year?
I don't think he ever has.
I don't think it was ever injury related.
The key to the NFL is just stay healthy.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
And Wentz can't do that.
Yeah. I'm not a big Wentz guy. I'm not a big
Matthew
Wentz
Stafford,
guy.
I like his new home. But I lost, he has struggled I lost through faith. That too.
Yeah.
I lost faith in Wentz.
But if anyone's gonna bring him back, it's gonna be Frank Wright.
I was gonna say this is literally his last chance.
And he's got the O line now, too. Yeah. So he has no
good
O line,
great running game, good weapons, great defense.
Like literally this is it. If he can't do this, then he's out of the league.
Yeah.
He's gonna be gone.
100%.
Antonio Brown still in the works. Jadeveon Clowney still not on a team. Ryan Fitzmagic.
He met with someone today, though, I think.
Who?
Jadeveon. I can't remember who.
I mean, his performance this year was kind of concerning.
Oh, he was so bad. I was so happy Seattle didn't bring him back.
Yeah.
One of the best prospects to ever come out of college.
Yeah.
And he's... I think a lot of pros nowadays come out and they have a good year or two, get a huge name, and then everybody just starts paying him a ton of money. Yeah.
Well, he was pretty good in Houston, like really good.
Yeah.
If he was actually healthy. Pretty good in Seattle. He wasn't like...
His best year, he played like half the year.
Yeah.
He got hurt.
Yeah. It was all because of that hit against
Michigan.
Like
Jonnu Smith feels like a guy like that. Like he can run.
Yeah.
But he's only had a couple good years, and I'm not on the hype train yet.
Yeah.
I think...
Gotcha.
NFL, you got to put up a lot of numbers to get paid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Well, speaking of a one-year wonder, Trey Hendrickson, Saints edge rusher. Literally no one knew who he was, but
now paid.
He got a freaking bag from Cincinnati. Gets 13.5 sacks. It's like tied second in the league. Literally, he was a nobody before the season, but contract year, absolutely balls, gets his bag.
Yeah.
I love Trey, don't get me wrong, but I'm getting Vic Beasley vibes.
Yeah.
I am. Yeah, I think there was a stat. I don't know how you calculate this, but it was like true sack percentage. I don't know who posted it, but it was like PFF or something. He ranked like 42nd with his sacks.
I will support any man, any defensive player that doesn't wear gloves and tapes his fingers.
Yeah.
I'm 100% on board with that.
He has the taped fingers, which is pretty swaggy.
Yeah. I will always support anyone that does that.
If it's your contract and you ball and a team wants to pay you big,
I am so happy for him.
When it's his third year in that contract and they're like, what have you done? It's like, well.
Give me one more year.
Yeah.
Just one more year. But yeah, super happy for him. He was a dog when he got playing time. I hope he tears it up in Cincy. Yeah.
I'm excited. If Joe Burrow can stay healthy, I'm excited to see what Cincy does.
Yeah.
Oh, me too.
I want them to get Penny Sewell so bad. Yeah. I think that'd be the perfect spot for him. Yeah.
Yeah, but aren't they getting both their tackles back?
That's true. Both their tackles were hurt last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of them was a rookie that never got to play, Jonah Williams.
And then one of them, I think, was a Pro Bowl the year before.
Yeah.
Or close to it.
Because I think a sick pick would be Ja'Marr Chase, him and Joe Burrow back together.
Yeah, that'd be cool too.
And it'd be like him, Tyler Boyd, and
T. Higgins.
It's a nasty receiving core as well.
Yeah,
Clemson in the NFL right there.
Yep, Clemson and LSU. But their defense still needs a lot of work.
Yeah.
But, yeah, hopefully the tackles ball. I want to ask you about this. How do you feel about Shaquille Griffin?
That one shocked me. Jags? That one, I was pretty shocked by that one. What was his contract? It was like 4 years.
Yeah, I can't
see
the 30, contract.
I think it was like 4 years, 36 million. It was like a pretty big contract. So after I saw the contract, I was like, he's not worth that much. Because like we talked about, Seattle's a huge zone cover. You could go find cheap zone corners. But that is the one thing that Seattle's been lacking is cornerbacks.
The whole first half of the year, they lacked defense.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they flipped a switch.
Which
Dunlap came in. And thank God they brought him back. But yeah, losing Griffin, I thought he was like a for sure like Seattle guy. But that one definitely surprised me.
Seattle didn't go try to get the Kansas City tackles, or at least one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, why'd they cut both? That's what I want to know. Like, cut one, I get.
And the two starters, I don't think were even playing in the Super Bowl.
So they were both out.
You can't put it on them that they...
Patrick Mahomes no, you can't. You literally
if anything, it showed how valuable
one.
They were.
Exactly. Because I'm sorry, Will. If those tackles are healthy, different ballgame. Not saying the Chiefs win.
I don't know, dude.
But they score at least a touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, when we got after him in the red zone, he still got the ball to the red zone. Like,
yeah.
Tyreek Hill had one bounce off his face.
Yep.
Kelsey dropped
one. I still don't think it's all. It's not like we were sacking him three plays in a row.
No, but you broke a record in pressures.
Yeah, that's what you got to do nowadays, especially to beat a team like that.
Yeah.
And, I would say it's a little bit different, but we still took it to those guys. Like,
oh, yeah. No, like, I'm not saying you would lose, but I think it's a different game.
I think they would at least score. I'm surprised they didn't score as is.
Oh, I couldn't believe it.
But
I never thought that team would ever get shut down like that.
I think that Super Bowl gave the NFL hope. It really did.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, well, we can beat these guys.
Yep.
Gave him the blueprint to do it.
Just got
to
get after Mahomes.
Get after Mahomes and double team. Don't let Tyreek Hill beat you. Like, yeah. Travis Kelce still had like 130 yards receiving.
Yeah. And half of that came in like the fourth quarter.
Yeah. And if Travis Kelce can single handedly beat your defense, which he's good,
he's great.
But I would rather him beat my defense than
Tyreek Hill any day of the week. 100%.
If a tight end's that good and can stay on the field and score that many points, then more power to you.
But yeah.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Sneaky signing. Another one I want to talk about. Curtis Samuel to the Washington football team.
Yeah.
From the Panthers. I think that's a sneaky good signing.
And they brought in Fitzmagic.
Yep.
I like that one.
Yeah, we kind of skipped him, but he was back there on the list. But
I'm glad they paid Heinicke, though.
Oh, yeah, well-deserved.
He earned it. He put his heart on the line in that game.
And it wasn't like a crazy deal. It was just like, okay, thanks for being a solid backup. Like, choice. Andy Dalton in Chicago. Yeah. Don't know about that.
Did you see them tweet out QB1 today?
I was going to say, did they announce he's starting?
Yeah. They tweeted out a picture of him and said QB1. So I don't know if the team announced it or if social media is bringing it up. Can the coach at least
confirm it?
I think Nagy's gone after this year.
I think so too.
And they got rid of Fuller, their DB.
Yep.
Where'd he go? Kyle Fuller?
Yeah, he went to...
Let's see if I can find it.
I want to say maybe Arizona.
No. Fuller.
Oh, he wouldn't be in the set. He'd be like top. He's legit. He's a baller.
I don't know where he went. I want to say it's the NFC.
Yeah, he's better than Janoris Jenkins, right? There's Verrett.
I can't remember where he went.
Yeah, I can't find him.
Yeah, I think Chicago was the big swing and miss this offseason.
Yeah, man. They
in such a heavy QB market, you land Andy Dalton.
Oh, he went to Denver.
That's right. Yeah, Denver.
Denver's trying to build a defense over there.
That's how they always win.
Yep, they got Shelby Harris.
Denver is the most boring team to watch.
They got Ronald Darby. Yeah, they went all defense, and they always will. But it's still
back Von Miller.
Yep, they got Bradley Chubb coming back nice and healthy. It blows me away that John Elway just can't find a quarterback.
I know. That's what he was brought in to do.
Yeah, it just blows me
away. Well, he stepped down. He changed roles, didn't he?
Yeah, he's not the GM anymore. He's not the GM anymore.
But
doesn't
he still kind of have a little say?
I'm sure he does.
Yeah. I was going to say, he's still got some say in it.
I know he changed roles.
Yeah.
Well, at least he realized, like, hey, maybe I should take a step back.
Yeah.
Because, ever since their Super Bowl, they haven't really been the same team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's for damn sure.
There's one more player I wanted to talk about, and then we'll wrap up here. We talked about Gronk, talked about Trubisky. Another Raiders thing. They let go of Nelson Aguilar.
Yeah.
After he had like a career year.
Good year, too.
Yeah, insanely good year. He finally learned how to catch a football, and he tears it up with Derek
Carr. It's important for a receiver.
And then Bill Belichick sees him, and he's like, that's my guy.
I need you.
Yep. So Nelson Aguilar goes to the Pats. I think that's a great signing. Again, Raiders, I want to root for you. I really do. You're like my second favorite team, but it's kind of hard.
And they renegotiated Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, I saw that.
I don't know what they're doing with Carr.
I don't either. I think Carr's got one more year, but I personally don't think he's the guy.
I like Carr. I would disagree. I think Carr has been very underappreciated.
He fell apart second half of the year.
I don't think that was on him, though. We're talking about right now. We've talked about Mayock should go. Does Gruden have 10 years?
Carr
has consistently put up good numbers.
You got a good O-line. Yeah, you got Nelson Aguilar.
He was balling at the start of the year. And then,
right. I'm not saying he's like top five.
He cooled down. I figured he wouldn't be that good.
Yeah. I just think he's done a lot with nothing there. Like he's consistent. And so people, there, I mean,
he's clutch.
In today's NFL, everyone will always look at the quarterback first, and that it's a quarterback driven league. But I don't think it's been his. I don't think it's been his responsibility that they've struggled.
I'll give it to him. He's like top five in the league in the last 5 years with game winning drives.
Well, one of those against the Jets.
With like a,
when the Jets went like man coverage.
No, but he has like he has like impressive wins with like game winning drives with 2 minutes left. He's like I think fifth. He's like up there with like Matt Ryan.
Kick the shit out of your boys. Didn't they? Didn't the Raiders on that early?
He's 2-0 against the Saints. He actually had two against us. Yeah, actually. That reminds me. So yeah, he's up there with literally Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Rodgers, Matt Ryan, Stafford, and I'm pretty sure he's like fifth.
Yeah.
I honestly think that's the list.
I think he's an absolute starter in this league. And everyone keeps writing him off and saying he's a I'd have put him top 15. I'd say like 10 to 15 range. Is where I'd put Derek Carr.
That's the thing. That's where the drop off from like elite quarterbacks to just good quarterbacks.
I was gonna say saying that.
I mean, when you're thinking elite quarterbacks in the league, you're thinking Mahomes, Brady.
I think Rodgers, I might list out. I think there's
Russell
six.
Wilson, Josh Deshaun, Allen.
Deshaun I wouldn't even Deshaun put Josh Watson. Allen at elite.
You wouldn't yet?
I would.
No. He hasn't won a Super Bowl. I'm talking like elite, elite.
I think there's tiers. I think tier one
a ton of money to keep him there.
I still think he could be elite.
He's really
good.
Josh Allen is really good, but I wouldn't put him as elite yet.
If we're talking tiers, I think first Patrick's in a tier of his own. I do think Mahomes is a tier of his own.
I think Mahomes is by himself.
And then I would go.
But he's also in a great
like
system.
Rodgers,
Wilson,
Brady, Russ, Deshaun, Allen would be like my next tier.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. The fall off from elite to really, really good to, I mean, good.
There's a huge
drop.
Yeah, huge gap. 100%.
Yeah, and then there's like a ton of quarterbacks in those tiers as well. It's like hard to kind of categorize which one falls where. Like, because you got your Derek Carrs, your Kirk Cousins, Matt Ryan, Stafford. It's like, well, you know, like what, you know,
right.
What's really good and then good.
Right.
Because every other game for these quarterbacks can kind of vary. Just depends
100%,
on who they play.
100%.
I am excited to see what Stafford does.
I'm happy for him.
I was happy that he got out of there.
Yeah, I mean, Detroit's...
And I don't know how many years he has left, because I know he's had back problems. Like,
right.
Serious.
I think he's had a shoulder injury, too.
Yeah. And I hope he does have a good year.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for him.
He's
out of Detroit.
Baller, like.
Oh, I love Stafford. He's a dog. I hate that he's on the Rams, but...
I will say that. It sucks he's on the Rams, but... Yeah. He's with a great coach.
I was hoping
he would
end up in New England.
No. No, that'd be terrifying.
For the AFC.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, Belichick with like that kind of a quarterback, holy crap, dude.
Okay, but now you got Sean McVay with that kind of quarterback and a defense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I think.
And weapons.
I know, but they're in the NFC.
They're in the NFC West, too. They just beat each other up.
Yeah.
Yep.
That division, I still think the Cardinals finish last. I think
it's the Niners. I still think it's the Niners.
Oh, my God. No, it's not the Niners.
I think it is.
Finish last?
Yeah.
Oh, finish last. Okay, yeah.
Finish last. Whoa, hey.
I could get on board with that.
Okay, I was going to say, I'm like, you really think I'm that wrong? I was like, they have the worst quarterback in the division.
I think they had, what, like 9 guys on IR last year? Like starters?
Right.
Yeah. I still think, though, I don't know.
Well, everyone expects them just to return and
but
be, happy Niners again.
If they would have went to the playoffs,
it's hard to return from an injury.
If they would have went to the playoffs strictly on conference record, the Niners would have had the best conference record in the league or in the division.
Huh?
The Niners had the best NFC West record in that division last year.
There's no way.
I'm pretty sure.
No, Seattle swept them.
I was going to say, there's no way.
But
it had to have been Seattle.
Seattle fell apart.
Seattle swept them. Seattle split with LA.
Rams.
And they split with Arizona, so they went
4-2
in division.
They were up there. They weren't worst.
Hmm.
I think they went 4-2. You have to LA.
Yeah, that sounds about right. But what were the Niners? I'm curious now.
Oh yeah, then. Trying to just see the conference. They're the division standings. Not the overall standings. I don't know. I
gotta look it up now. Show me notes. Here, I'll go ESPN app. We'll make this quick. NFL standings. Conference or division?
Division.
Niners went 3-3.
Oh yeah, okay.
With the Rams. So the Rams and Cardinals. Rams and Niners were 3-3. So
the Cardinals tied second. Would have been the bottom.
Correct. Yeah, Cardinals went 2-4 in the division.
Went 3-3, and they had a lot of starters out.
Yeah. Shanahan's a hell of a coach.
He is a good coach.
And Kittle's ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, and Bosa's coming back.
Yep. That's Bosa's huge.
Coming back. They brought their left tackle back.
Yep. They'll be decent. I think they still finish last in the tough division.
Yeah. I think after
it's gonna be a fun division.
After the Cardinals signed JJ Watt, Russell Wilson was like, okay, we gotta figure something out here.
Yeah, 100%. He's like, I need more say in this front office.
Yeah.
But it's Seattle. They never pay the O line.
Yeah.
Because Russ holds onto the ball for so long.
What do you think?
I still think he's running for his life back there.
Yeah.
But that's also his game, though. That's like he's so much more dangerous outside of the pocket.
Dude, Seattle fans beef with Russ.
Like, Russ sits there for, like, a second and then just scrambles out for, like, 10 seconds and then gets hit and complains. Yeah. It drives me crazy.
I don't know. I think it's a
if
little...
If I'm a GM, I'm not going to pay my O-line if that's the case.
Yeah, but when your O-line has been probably one of the lowest paid in the last however many years.
I think they've always been, like, bottom 20.
And they've won the division like 7 out of the last 10 years. They've been a playoff team for the whole last decade. They won a Super Bowl. They went to back-to-back. Like,
yeah, but I mean...
It's working.
You're not beating the Rams, though.
Over the last decade, though,
Rams are always beating the Seahawks at least once every single year because of one man, and it's Aaron Donald.
99.
It's 99. Aaron Donald. Yeah.
I don't know. It's interesting to see what Seattle does.
Yeah.
Because they feel like they haven't made a big splash.
They're still going to win 10 games at least.
I would hope so. This is a big year for them. If they do something, Russ will stay. If not, Russ is going to demand to get out.
Yeah,
of
I was going to say, this is make or break for
How
Russ.
Many more years do you think Pete Carroll has? I mean, the dude is, I think he's almost 80 years old.
He's 78, I think. He's the oldest coach in the NFL.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Great shape, though.
He looks phenomenal.
Yeah, I was going to say, he looks like he's stayed
the same.
It's
that gum, man. That's the secret. Chew gum. You'll last a long time.
How long do you want to be an NFL coach? Like, I guess Tom Coughlin was doing it until he was old, but...
I think Belichick's the second oldest. He's like 76.
Yeah, Belichick has the rings to, like, hey, I'm still doing this because I want to get another one.
I think Pete Carroll needs less say in... in the play calling and the I don't know about the maybe even the drafting too. Does he have a lot of say in the draft? I mean, you're the Seahawks fan.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, him and Schneider are butt buddies. They love each other.
Yeah.
So I'm sure he does.
And it seems like Schneider just listens to everything Pete says.
They haven't drafted well. That is one thing. They have not drafted well.
Yeah, they put a ton of money into Rashad Penny.
Yeah. Went after got Rashad Penny. They always
and
reach
he
on
was
someone.
In a draft with some studs.
He was like RB5 on the board, and they called him. I think wasn't he like RB2 taken behind Saquon
what year
that year?
Yeah, so he's Saquon's year. So who, like, what other just ballers were in that draft?
Yeah, I can't remember.
Was that 2018? You took? Yeah, I think it was, dude. It was.
Yeah, Saquon's draft class.
I'll never forget this draft.
Because I remember when they took.
Me and my
buddies
were going crazy.
I was completely.
Oh, I couldn't believe it. My buddy Chris was... I've never seen someone more pissed. You took Penny at 27. Sony Michel was a running back taken after.
Hasn't been much better.
Honestly, yeah. You got... So after Rashad Penny... Honestly, it's not amazing. You got Terrell Edmonds, bust. Taven Bryan, bust. Mike Hughes, bust. Sony Michel.
Are those just the running backs, though?
Oh, no. Okay, this is just all the players. Going. Lamar Jackson, Austin Corbett, Will Hernandez, Nick Chubb. Top of the second.
Like
that one, yeah.
That was the Georgia duo.
Yeah.
that everyone was high on. And I thought the Seahawks were going to take at least one of them.
Yeah.
And then Ronald Jones was the next one.
You either draft a running back, like, if there's obviously, like, a Saquon, take him in the top five. But if not, don't draft a running back until,
we
like,
took Devin White,
at least
right?
round two
fourth
or three.
Fifth
yeah.
round.
Oh, okay. 18 was the year we took Devin White.
I mean, Chris Carson's our starter now. He's seventh rounder.
I couldn't tell who that was.
I don't know who it was either. Appreciate it, though.
Yeah, shouts.
Oh, yeah, you're going out of here, though.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah. And then, yeah, Darius Leonard, don't know if you heard of him. He was
he's
the
doing
player.
All right.
He was the player taken after. But, yeah, that's going to wrap up our episode here.
It's me.
Oh, it's
Carter. Carter. It's the birthday boy. Hey, Carter, what's up, dude? You're tuning in at the outro. Y'all have a good night. This has been The Takeover. This
Much
is NFL
love.
Free agency.
Thanks,
Will,
Willie B.
Thanks,
hey,
thanks for coming
for
on the show,
me.
Buddy.
Thanks
you're gonna,
for having
you're going
to
be back. This was fun.
Hopefully.
I'm glad you had. What do you mean, hopefully?
I said after
said
that,
you're going
to
be back.
I mean, after that intro I had to give, then I even was kind of iffy. So.
That was kind of funny, though.
Well, like, what else am I supposed to say?
Just, hey, guys, I'm Will. That was so funny, though. All right, y'all have a good one. Take it easy. Catch you, boys, Monday. Peace.